Say, Father, I have eyes that see. I have ears that hear. And your spirit is within me, perceiving that this word is for me. Amen. I want to precede the word with a word that came on the 7th. So we can talk about this girl because she is with her husband at the ER, we think it's the ER, or is he in a room?
Well, he's going to stay.
Going to be in the ER. Chances are that my grandson's wife is probably taking care of him. I think she's working today. So, the word that came on the 7th of August is, my sons and daughters, your destiny is now. All fear shall be loosed by the wind of my spirit and the fire that burns from within. Your cities and towns and states of influence will be affected by this sudden and new move of my spirit. Pouring out blessings upon blessings upon blessings. It may not come as a tidal wave for all, but for some it might. Some of you will have to be still and wait. For others, there will be no question. You will be saying, this is it. This is what I have been praying for. There will be much rejoicing and praising, for you will know from where your blessings flow. This rejoicing will bring breakthroughs in your families, even in your neighborhood. It will be difficult to contain. Multiplication is the word. Unlike the wildfires that brings destruction, my Holy Spirit's fire will bring a multiplication of lives being brought into the kingdom. Signs and wonders will be multiplied. Brace yourself and arm yourself with my word, which will be more important now than ever before. All that has been written has a purpose, more than mere words on pages in a book. Follow the examples as they were given for a reason. That time is now. All of creation will see the fulfillment of their destinies coming together as a burst of light, because the unity of the body is in this place right now. Through the multiplication of gifts and your desires to seek my face, and my will in your life. Great throngs of people will want what you have, and they will know it is only possible through me. It is only possible through me. It is only possible through me. This morning, the Holy Spirit pressed me to write that this was a new day, that we have reached a threshold of his timing. And I said, okay. And then he proceeded to take me to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3 has a lot of material in it, and you certainly can check it out for yourself. But the verse that really jumped out was, he must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything. Until the time comes for God to restore everything. Until can be a space of hundreds. Acts chapter 3, verse 21. He must remain in heaven. He's talking about Jesus. And there's been a miracle at the Gate Beautiful. A man who couldn't walk was commissioned, by the word of the Lord coming out of Peter and John, to look at them. And instantly his feet and ankles were strong. You can read it for yourself. You see, I believe it was a normal day for everybody but that man. It was also an exciting day for Peter and John because they were on their way to go praising God. They're on their way to the temple. An average day can be average in the morning and can be extraordinary in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And by nighttime, you could be half in a celebration where everyone is going to accuse you of being drunk.
Amen.
Watch the response in verse 11 after the young man is in the temple courts jumping and praising God. While the beggar held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. 12. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the Holy One and the Righteous One and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith in the name or the nature of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him." Stressing the word complete healing to him. "As you can all see now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance." So he's now walking them through their choices and making them aware that he's not condemning them. "As did your leaders." So the leaders are also included. That kind of mercy only can come through the Holy Ghost. Because there was a season in my life where I was very angry at those that didn't allow healing to take place where I was brought up. It was not an acceptable thing, and it took years for the leaders to accept that healing was a part of the gospel. 18. "But this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through the prophets, saying that his Christ," if you don't have a circle there, it might be wise to do one, "his Christ, his anointed, would suffer. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that the times of refreshings may come from the Lord." What are you looking at right now? You're looking at a time of refreshing. A time to change your attitude about what's going on in your house, about what's going on in the White House. You say, "Well, I don't like that president." It's not a matter of whether you like him or not. What is important is he has put his word on the line. And he told Turkey, "You're not going to hold an innocent man and continue to badger those that believe in the Most High God." When I watched that this morning, and I watched that pastor, Kneel down next to him and put his hand on his shoulder and asking the Holy Spirit to come upon him in the house. You have no idea the joy that was in me. It was a time of refreshing that I can't describe, and I would like to watch it again. You know why? Because that's a miracle in front of our eyes.
That was Fox News, you said?
Yep.
Oh, it was awesome.
Is that Channel 10?
38 on my TV.
Mm-hmm. 841 on mine. Oh, I have Comcast.
Yeah, I got.
841.
Oh. Don't play it over and over.
They will, because it was so outstanding. It was, I had goosebumps. Holy Ghost goosebumps are good. But when they're filled with joy on the inside of your heart, and you're watching a miracle in action.
And President Trump was just so humble.
Oh, he was sitting there and he just,
every bit.
Yes, he took it all. He took the whole package.
And he pulled back and showed the others that were seated around.
Yeah.
Yes, he saw all the,
they were all praying.
It was just awesome.
It was great.
And you know what? If we don't get excited, it certainly is not the ones that don't believe there's a God in heaven.
Oh, you will. You will.
You will.
841. Okay.
It's so good.
It is so good. You know, we wonder sometimes, how long will it take before the fullness of Christ manifests? Well, I believe he manifested yesterday and today for me.
He went from prison to praise.
Huh?
Yeah.
He went from prison to praise.
Yes.
In one day.
In one day.
24 hours, yeah.
And he'd been there for over 2 years.
Yeah.
Without a reason, except for his name and his nature being of the Most High. Yes.
And he said, too, he said again, after he had prayed for President Trump, you heard him probably, he said, I love Jesus, I love Turkey. And when he was in Turkey, he said the same thing. And
yes.
He also said he was
and walked the same.
Yeah.
You have to remember that the leaders of Turkey, many of them are Muslim, and Jesus is their enemy. Mm-hmm. You got to remember that. Mm-hmm. But God is manifesting. And you know, as I read this in the book of Acts, you got to remember that Peter and John were raised in that religious belief system. Mm-hmm. All right? My belief system when I was a boy was that I couldn't even open a Bible.
Yep.
That was against the law. Where have we come from? Where have we been liberated? And how much liberty is actually working in the houses of God? How much freedom is being brought in? And we're not done. Because he then told me to go to Malachi. So we're going to skip over to Malachi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know we're on our... Now you can say, oh, is he going to talk about money? No, I'm not. But you can check it about money, because if you don't put any seeds in the ground, you're not going to get a harvest.
Come on.
And you know what else God showed me this week? Because I heard this, and I heard that, and I heard this, and I heard that. And I've heard some people that are actually going through all kinds of breakdowns, things that are breaking that shouldn't be breaking. And I thought, well, you know, who's going to get the tithe out of that family? And it's not going to be Jesus or the house of the Lord. It's going to be the enemy and whoever else. Now, you say, are you accusing me? Well, I'll be honest with you. If the hat fits, wear it.
Come on.
You know, I'm not trying to be critical. I am saying, however, don't expect your neighbor to pay your bill all the time. And I've seen people come to church and they never participate because, oh, it's not my day. Well, maybe you didn't ask if it is your day. And so check it out. Because I had a whole problem with this. This was a real area in my life because I hated the basket going down the average church of my day. I couldn't stand that thing. And that's why when we started this church, yeah, I don't like it. It's embarrassing because I knew some people had zero. I can tell you this. We taught our two sons because we always made sure that they had something to put in the basket. Mm-hmm. And one day, Gary comes home and he's got two quarters in his hands. And I said, where'd you get that? He said, Mommy gave it to me. I said, well, how come you didn't put it in the basket? Well, he says, I thought we could get an ice cream this afternoon.
Honest answer.
At least he didn't take it out of the basket.
No, he kept it. He put it in his pocket. So, anyway, to God be the glory. You understand?
Yes.
But I want you to see something. Hanamashiriyata 4.
Malachi 4,
yes. Surely the day is coming and it will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble. And that day is coming, will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you, who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. In the Bible, it's written S-U-N. I would like to put S-O-N. Mm-hmm. And you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall. Then you will trample down the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet on that day, or on the day when I do these things. If you don't have a circle on I do, notice it's time to change your mind. It's not you that's going to do it. It's going to be God, says the Lord Almighty. God has an ability to make them into nothing. Remember the law of my servant Moses and the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all of Israel. See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse. You say, well, that's kind of raw material here. I can tell you this. When the fire comes and you know it's the fire of God, you can't put it out and you can't stop it. It's going to produce something incredible on the inside of the houses of prayer. And it started in the White House and it's going to go to your house. It started in the White House and it's going to go to your house. Oh boy. You know, I'm getting about 30% of you are actually receiving a part of that truth, but right now you need to close your eyes. Say, the fire started in the White House.
The fire started in the White House.
And I'm choosing to believe.
And I'm choosing
that it's going to activate
the
Holy Ghost
to do that work
in my house. You say, I ain't got a house. Yes, you do have. You have a household.
Amen.
You have a household that can contain everyone that you bring in and that you hold up before God. Mm-hmm. Acts 16:31. It's for me and my house. Yeah. Don't let them go. They may stray, but they will return. They may be coming back, but they're coming back screaming and yelling and holding their feet against everything. But I'll guarantee I had a chihuahua that wouldn't listen. Okay? But when I had a leash, she came. Whether she backed up all the sand that was underneath her, she followed because she knew that Dad was on the job. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I would have never chosen a chihuahua for my son. But my mom and dad came back from Canada this one trip. And Gary was 2.5. They came back with this little tiny chihuahua. She fit in my pocket. Literally. And I mean, she was no bigger than a pack of cigarettes. And I used to smoke at that time. So literally what I did is I came home. I smoked for 20 years, girl. That was my first miracle.
Come on now.
So I stuck her inside my shirt pocket, and I was a little bit late for supper that night, and so Gary and
Ricky were at the table, my father-in-law and Irene, and I had sneaked the dog home because my parents went back, they had other errands to do, and they were going to stop in to see us later. So I asked for permission to take the little dog with me. Now, she was probably just a little tiny bigger than what I would say an average mouse. She was very, very young. She was light beige. And so we're having our dinner, and I'm sitting at the table, and they were already there. So all of a sudden, she was sleeping in the bottom of the pocket. So she stuck her little nose out, okay, like this, and Gary looked, and he says, "What have you got? What have you got?" And so obviously, you know, the meal was spoiled. I was guilty of spoiling the dinner. So I took the baby out, and I said, "Her name is Beauty." And oh, Gary fell in love. It was love at first sight. That's all I can tell you. Oh, well, he didn't eat. He couldn't eat. He had that little tiny baby, and he held her. And we lost let's say my mom landed in the hospital a few days later. They called, "Would you please take care of Beauty?" And they lost her forever. They couldn't get her back because the love affair between Gary and Beauty was, well, it lasted 17 years.
Wow.
That's all I can say. So why does God use these things to change us? Why? Why does God allow a fire coming in and hurting someone but blessing someone else? Why do these things happen to us? There's no answer, except watch what God can do if your unbelief is willing to step aside. My unbelief was my biggest issue because I had such a hard time coming out of my traditions. I had such a hard time unlearning what I had to unlearn and then to wait and let the fire burn out what was a lie. And, you know, some of it was fine-tuning. He'd take 2-3 sentences and he'd say, "See, that's got to be burned and this is good. See, 2-3 sentences here, that's based on good, but it's also coming from hell. You got to get rid of the hell part and keep the godly part." Amen.
Amen?
Amen. Would you lift your hands to him? Say, "Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
come down with fire now.
Come down with fire now.
Burn out the chaff.
Burn out the chaff.
Keep the Holy Ghost stuff.
Keep the Holy Ghost stuff.
Don't forget.
Don't forget.
I need counsel.
I need counsel.
I need wisdom.
I need wisdom.
I need all the gifts of your Spirit.
I need all the gifts of your Spirit.
And to comfort,
and to comfort
my old patterns.
My old patterns.
And to keep me going.
And to keep me going.
In spite of my unbelief.
In spite of my unbelief.
Because I'm choosing to believe.
Because I'm choosing.
Your truth is greater,
your truth is greater
than the lies that have controlled me.
Amen?
Amen.
And amen.
Now I want to know if